I hope to see you in New York City for SBJ's Tech Week next week. That's the Tech Awards Tuesday night, and then discussions on Wednesday and Thursday. Fascinating conversations about one of the hottest segments in the business, that being sports technology. If you will be at Tech Week, let me know. I'd love to say hi. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, February 27th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. UFC President Dana White announced that September's UFC 306 pay-per-view will take place at the Las Vegas Sphere on September 14th. That'll be the first sports event at the Sphere, which continues to get raves from people who have attended events. I have not heard one person have a negative experience at the Sphere. Holding a UFC bout at the Sphere should be very interesting. Meanwhile, Dana White and the Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo, are the subject of this week's SBJ cover story. We know they transformed a $2 million investment in the UFC in 2001 into a $4 billion deal in 2016 when they sold it to Endeavor. Now they are going to follow the same playbook that they use for the UFC to grow additional and new sports properties. Those include a youth sports operator, a motorsports action sports company, Thrill One Sports and Entertainment, and the Power Slap League, which Dana White co-founded in 2022. Other new investments are expected, including in motorsports and possibly more in combat sports. But Dana White is very bullish on PowerSlap. He believes that will be a $1 billion property sometime in 2024. The property is just over a year old already, and he has very, very big aspirations for PowerSlap League. And the playbook that Dana White and the Fertittas follow is in finding and building sports that resonate with youth, that resonate in pop culture, that have a global appeal, and are very social media friendly. Another element you shouldn't overlook is that Dana White is a real influencer. He's a connector, he is a trend spotter, and young people who I've spoken with do follow him. He's culturally relevant, and we know he can build a business. So the bottom line is Dana White can identify an undeveloped market. He can find the fit and build a business. So that is why I continue to watch the moves he makes. Adam Stern with a good cover story in SBJ this week that is worth your time. You know, we've talked a lot about how the NBA All-Star Game, despite being panned for the play on the court, is still a very attractive property to host. We know next year we'll be at the Chase Center. 2026, the All-Star Game will be at the Intuit Dome. And now reports come that the NBA is nearing plans to have the Phoenix Suns host the 27 All-Star Weekend at Footprint Center. So that would mean three consecutive All-Star Weekends hosted by a Pacific Division team. So you'd be in San Francisco, LA, and then Phoenix. Footprint Center in Phoenix previously hosted the All-Star Game in 2009. At that time, it was U.S. Airways Arena. Other teams had interest in the All-Star Game. The Bucks reportedly made a bid to host the All-Star Game in 27 or 28. So they could be in line for 28. Another team pushing to host is the Miami Heat, as there has been dialogue between the Heat and the NBA regarding All-Star Weekend. Miami has hosted the event just once in 1990. One of the reasons? There are a number of events in Miami in February, and that makes hosting an event like the All-Star Game very complicated. But these All-Star Weekends, they are great events that draw global eyeballs. They draw global visitors. They are good for local business, and they are great for hospitality. That's why these teams and these cities want events like the NBA All-Star Game. You know, we talked last week about what Steve Ballmer is building with the Intuit Dome, and that's not all that the organization is doing. As the Clippers revealed on Monday, a pretty significant rebrand that will debut ahead of this upcoming season, the 24-25 season. The name, of course, remains the same, the Clippers, but there's a new color scheme, with an emphasis on navy blue. There's a new Clipper ship logo. That is the centerpiece. So a lot of pieces to this rebrand for the Clippers. They've been working on this for years. Take a look and let us know what you think about the new look Clippers logo. Some interesting discussion among NFL owners at a conference in Miami last week. First, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross said that he is open to selling a portion of his sports portfolio. He's looking to get some liquidity out of his sports organization. He is doing it because he said he is surprised by the steadily increasing valuations for sports teams. Now, remember, with Stephen Ross, it's not just the Dolphins. It's the Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium, and the F1 Miami Grand Prix. So that's what he would be looking to sell a portion of. There are some who believe that a limited stake in the Dolphins could value Ross's entire sports portfolio at more than the $6 billion that a group led by Josh Harris paid for the Commanders. That wouldn't surprise me because you're talking about the Dolphins, the F1 race, and the stadium. So this would be at a very high valuation. Meanwhile, at the same conference in Miami, Josh Harris spoke and said he did not overpay for the Commanders. He said that in the future, people will look back at the purchase of the Commanders, his purchase of a $6 billion asset, and say, wow, that was a bargain. So Josh Harris feeling very good about his investment in the Commanders. Meanwhile, Stephen Ross looking to sell a stake in his sports portfolio. Speaking of investing, everyone is always looking to see where the money on the sideline is looking to invest in sports. Well, we see what two investors recently invested in. Former Bucks owner Mark Lazary's Avenue Sports Fund has acquired the rights for a professional bull riders team in New York called the Mavericks, and they will hold their events at the Barclays Center starting in August. It'll be the first time the Barclays Center will host a bull riding event in the facility's 12-year history. Now, we have talked about Mark Lazary's Avenue Capital Group. They are looking to invest in sports. They have launched the Avenue Sports Fund. They want to provide capital to teams and leagues, as well as invest in emerging sports. So obviously, they feel good about this team concept for the pro bull riders. Another expansion team for the PBR is in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Wildcatters, they are backed by the golfer Taylor Gooch and his FGS Ventures, and they will compete at the Paycom Center in Oklahoma City. So Mark Lazary, Taylor Gooch get involved in the PBR. Last year, the PBR set bids for new teams in this league would start at $20 million for each team. So Lazary and Gooch believe that this $20 million or whatever the franchise fee is a good investment. And they believe they can build out this sport. They believe there's great potential in this sport. And the PBR's team series, this is still in its early days, but it does have some major heavy hitters as investors who must like the fundamentals. So Mark Lazary, Taylor Gooch investing in the PBR team series. And I'll end with this. Last week, I was on a panel with Live Nation CEO Michael Rapino. He talked about the global health of the live event and the concert business. And let's just say recent numbers back him up. You can look for the final figures, but bottom line, Live Nation had its biggest year ever in 2023 in terms of both ticket sales and attendance. Attendance was up. Like I said, ticket sales were up, total revenue was up, operating income was up, and there is little belief to see that it's slowing down, as early sales for 2024 show that concert ticket sales are again pacing up. So clearly, the live event business, very, very healthy. And that segues into sports. People want to be in communal live events, Live Nation having a record year, and I think that bodes well for the live event sports business in 2024. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, February 26th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.